We collected the guns and deposited them in the bank, which was closing, and then we walked across the street and settled Pa's account. Everybody was chuckling over what happened, but also they warned us of what we could expect. We didn't have cause to expect much, for the fact was we were going back to the Buffalo Prairies. Back home, there was nothing but an empty cabin, no meat in the pot, no flour in the bin. We had done well our first time west, and now we would go back and start over. Besides, there were a lot of Sackett kinfolk out there now. We started off. Only we didn't get far. We had just reached the far end of town when we sighted a camp at the edge of the woods, and an oldish man walked out to meet us. We'd talked with enough Irish lads whilst working on the railroad to recognize the brogue.
"May I be having a word with you boys?"
So we stopped, with Galloway glancing back up the street in case those fetching boys came back with guns.
"I'm Laban Costello," he said, "and I'm a horse trader."
More than likely, everybody in the mountains knew of the Irish horse traders. There were 8 families of them, good Irish people, known and respected throughout the South. They were drifting folk, called gypsies by some, and they moved across the land swapping horses and mules, and a canny lot they were. It was in my mind this would be one of them.
"I am in trouble," he said, "and my people are far away in Atlanta and New Orleans."
"We are bound for the Buffalo lands, but we would leave no man without help. What can we do?"
"Come inside," he said,
and we followed him back into the tent. This was like no tent I had ever seen, with rugs on the ground and a curtained wall across one side to screen off a sleeping space. This was the tent of a man who moved often, but lived well wherever he stopped. Out behind it, we had noticed a caravan wagon, painted and bright. Making coffee at the fire was a girl, a pretty 16 by the look of her. Well, maybe she was pretty. She had too many freckles and a pert, sassy way about her that I didn't cotton to.
"This is my son's daughter," he said. "This is Judith."
"Howdy, ma'am," Galloway said. Me, I merely looked at her, and she wrinkled her nose at me. I turned away sharp, ired by any fool slip of a girl so impolite as to do such as that to a stranger.
"First, let me say that I saw what happened out there in the street, and you are the first who have faced up to Fetchin in a long while. He is a bad man, a dangerous man."
"We ain't likely to see him again," I said, "for we are bound out across the plains." Personally, I wanted him to get to the point. It was my notion those Fetchins would borrow guns and come back, loaded for bear and Sackett's. This town was no place to start a shooting fight, and I saw no cause to fight when nothing was at stake.
"Have you ever been to Colorado?"
"Nigh to it. We have been in New Mexico."
"My son lives in Colorado. Judith is his daughter."
Time was a-wasting, and we had a far piece to go. Besides, I was getting an uneasy feeling about where all this was leading.
"It came to me," Costello said, "that as you are going west and you, Sacketts, have the name of honorable men, I might prevail upon you to escort my son's daughter to her father's home."
"No," I said.
"Now, don't be hasty. I agree that traveling with a young girl might seem difficult, but Judith has been west before, and she has never known any other life but the camp and the road."
"She's been west?"
"Her father is a mustanger, and she traveled with him."
"Hasn't she some folks who could take her west?" I asked. Last thing I wanted was to have a girl child along, making trouble, always in the way, and wanting special treatment.
"At any other time, there would be plenty, but now there is no time to waste. You see, Black Fetchin has put his mind to her."
"Her?" I was kind of contemptuous. "Why, she ain't out of pigtails yet." She stuck out her tongue at me, but I paid her no mind. What worried me was that Galloway wasn't speaking up. He was just listening, and every once in a while he'd look at that snip of a girl.